True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
It's damn near Tuesday. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the club and she choosing. That's Yankee Stadium. Club going up for the wild card. But first, King Cohen. I'm just kidding. This is going to be fun. No biggie.
Soda.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun, but we'll get to all of that. We'll get all to the big brother, little brother conversation and renting in the Bronx, buying in Queens, and yeah, all right. First, we got to talk about what's fresh. Monday Night Football, doubleheader, the same old Jets. It's tough, man, because I was fooled, too. I wanted to believe, too. AG, you got me. Former first-round draft pick. He knows the culture. He played here. He was one of the top guys that were sought out in the NFL. They had the 33rd team interview 33 different candidates. And here comes Aaron Glenn. And first order of business is get Aaron Rodgers up out of here. You have Justin Fields tonight, which you saw Justin Fields return and you saw him run the ball like it was a punt return, but at the same time, the return that you get passing, it's there, but it's not there enough. He's still leaving some plays out there, and Garrett Wilson is phenomenal. Garrett Wilson is arguably the best player on the team, and you know, I think about the decisions that they made to pay guys like Garrett Wilson, and then I see Sauce Gardner, and I'm like, ah. I don't know. Sauce got to be better. 888-8, you know the number to dial. So as I'm putting my notes together tonight and starting to watch the Jet game, which I pretty much tuned out of fairly quickly and, you know, made sure I had everything else lined up. It's a quick show tonight. I was thinking of narratives, right, with the Mets just being down there in Miami and there being a lot of Mets-Jets fans. I thought maybe the Jets could go in against another defeated team. Yes, now the Jets dropped to 0-4, and the only other 0-4 teams are the Tennessee Titans, ew, and the New Orleans Saints. But I'm thinking that the Jets could go in there tonight and make the Jet-Met fan collective feel better about things, maybe avenge a little bit of a loss in Miami. I don't know what I was thinking, because Braylon Allen fumbles the ball right away, and The first thought that I had is, you know, go back to Xavier Gibson fumbling the ball and that costing the team. Even had a little shades of Malachi Corley, who was cut from the team. You remember him fumbling at the 1 yard line, way different circumstance. And, you know, Braylon Allen gets hurt in the game, but That was his first fumble in 130 carries, his first NFL fumble, and that swung the game. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, if you take the lead there, they could have possibly won this game. 13 penalties, multiple turnovers. And as I mentioned, Xavier Gibson, Isaiah Williams, who they brought in to replace him, he fumbles on the kickoff after halftime. You don't think that at halftime they stress the importance of taking care of the ball? And that's where I return to Aaron Glenn. After the game, Aaron Glenn said they're very disappointed. There's no way you can win any game with 13 penalties and 3 turnovers, but what we have to do is go back to work. But Aaron Glenn, you told us you're not the same old Jets, that these guys are working, that you're proud of them, and that they're close. But you know what? The Jet fan isn't going to accept close because this is looking like the same old Jets or worse. They flashed your name up there with Adam Gase. These Jets don't cover. They don't tackle. They don't take care of the ball. They don't line up right. And like, I don't know, you preach coaching. It's about coaching and how much you're a football coach. Man, maybe you need to check Steve Wilks and Tanner Engstrand and some of these other coaches because the product on the field has not been good enough. And like, that was your opportunity right there against a defeated team. They lost Tyreek Hill tonight. Like, that was your opportunity. You're going up against Darren Waller. And damn, we saw the Darren Waller resurgence bandwagon tonight. 2 TDs. I wasn't on it to bet. I wish I would have imagined. And people did. Betting him first touchdown, 2 TDs. Cash. I saw somebody put a hundo on him for 2 TDs turned into 10 grand. Oh my.
What?
Darren Waller. We got to get some of that Darren Waller music. That's all we know from Darren Waller as a Giant. He quit the Giants to drop raps. Anyway, I don't know how you guys feel about the Jets right now, but like the season is over. And going into the season, Paulie's looking at me like, you know how we feel. But like, I honestly thought that this season, the Jets had more talent than the Giants, right? The Jets had more of an opportunity to potentially make the playoffs than the Giants. And I'm not saying that the Giants are making the playoffs. They got one win, and we will certainly talk about that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the more things have changed with the Giants or with the Jets and the head coach and the GM, and man, I don't know, is it Woody Johnson to blame?
I give you post-game Breece Hall.
It's just a tale of, you know, 3 out of our 4 losses. You know, teams will shoot themselves in the foot, then we come back and shoot ourselves in the head. So
this, and he's right. He's 100% right. This is the most undisciplined team. Aaron Glenn right now can't coach his way out of a paper bag. He's making Adam Gase look like a professional head coach right now. He has no control of this team. He can't spin it any other way. There's no positivity out of this besides the fact that, you know, they battled
established
back in the
run. They, you know, they were doing the ground and pound early. It worked.
You know what
they,
weird
they
is?
Hand the ball to, you know, a bunch of different run, 3 different running backs. And
they set, Mugi and Glenn set up a football team without a quarterback. Fields is an incredible athlete. The guy can't throw it.
That's what I'm saying. I am a supporter of Justin Fields. He has an arm, but he leaves too many. There are wide open receivers. There are short throws, intermediate throws that have to be made to move the chains to keep the drives going, and he leaves them on the table. They have to be had. They have to be had. And you love when you can see a guy like him break a 43-yard touchdown run to the house, because that's special. You know, that leaves Dan Orlovsky like, holy. But you're also like, holy, when he can't hit Garrett Wilson. He can't hit open receivers, man. I don't know. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. But they're going to keep plugging away. They're going to keep telling you they're working on stuff. And it's just like, you know, Aaron Glenn with the instant coffee. We know we're not getting instant coffee. Aaron Glenn talking about big ships, you know, turn slow. Well, damn, it's going to take a while for this ship to turn. But I will say this, and I was saying this on my live, I think, 2 weeks ago. Go through this right now where you've lost the first four games and the season is over, and you know that. But the schedule will change a little bit where, like, I mean, they got to play the Dallas Cowboys at home. But why can't they beat Dallas? Dallas's defense, you should be able to get something about it. I'm not going to say they can't beat the Dallas Cowboys. I remember Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson beating the Dallas Cowboys a few years back, like 2018 or 19, maybe 2019. 2018, I don't remember the years. Years are flying by. We're almost in 2026. The Broncos, they're not beating Sean Payton in them. But the Panthers, the Bengals, the Browns, that stretch in October, there's got to be 1 to 2 wins between the Panthers, the Bengals, and the Browns. And if you get those wins, you feel better about things and you see some progress, whatever. It's good to have Fields back, but they still got to work with him. Garrett Wilson is the man. Sauce has got to be better. That's another thing. This defense is fraudulent. And that's what the Jets were hanging their hat on for the last few years. Oh, this defense. I mean, you lose the best player on defense in Quincy Williams, and I don't know. These DBs are suspect, all of them. So I said they can't cover, they can't tackle. And so here you are, 0-4. 888-808-1019 as the calls roll in, and I will move this along before we get to the 12 o'clock break and update. Let's work backwards, and let's go from football to football. The Jackson Dart era is upon us. Start Dart. Positive Tommy, you knew all along. We just thought that there was a plan here, right? As I just hear the Westwood One broadcast about, oh, the Bengals should trade for Russell Wilson. No, they should trade for some offensive linemen. Russell Wilson looks worse now that we've seen what Jackson Dart can do. He's a sitting duck. He is slow. He is stuck in mud. If he goes to the Bengals, maybe he could throw the moon ball up to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, but they have no offensive line. Jackson Dart impressed me, man. That opening drive, that kid got in the end zone with his legs, and he hit the Boss Man D-Lo twerk song, TikTok dance. He hit him with the A. If you look at the live, you can see me try to hit the dance. He hit it clean. He did it clean. And I'm like, wow, he's saucy. The Giants got one. I knew they had one, but I wanted him to get more time. The time was now. The time was absolutely now. And Daboll looks great. You know why? Because he said it was my decision. So if that really was true and he forced the decision to play this kid against the Chargers team that came across the country, and one of the biggest things that happened to them was they lost Joe Alt. That was huge. Nobody's talking about that. He's huge. Joe Alt, delete. 22-year-old tackle that they drafted 2 years back. They lose that kid. And he's good friends with Justin Herbert. There's a video I actually saw of Justin Herbert, Joe Alt, and Madison Beer out with friends. Now, who is Madison Beer? Madison Beer is a girl whose name popped up the night before the game. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake. But they put it out there that Jackson Dart posted her on his Instagram. I would say it was fake. I don't think Jackson Dart would do that. If it was a post and delete, the picture that I saw lived for 48 minutes. And whether it was true or not, it got people to talk. There was a little bit of a buzz. And then a video resurfaced from the NFLPA Fanatics rookie event where Dart was wearing the black leather Giants jacket and the black shades. And he was with Cam Scataboo. And a guy with a microphone asked him, who's your celebrity crush? And at the time, he thought about it and he said Madison Beer. So even if he didn't post that, I saw him actually drop this man, Justin Herbert's girl's name, and then he went out there and he stole the show from Justin Herbert, who had been balling the first 3 weeks. Beat Andy Reid, beat Sean Payton, beat Pete Carroll. But that Giants defense, Spider-Man, Abdul Carter looks different, right? Pinning his ears back, rushing, finding lanes, off the edge, up the middle. That's what he's supposed to do. The Giants look different, don't they? Giants Twitter look different. I was happy to see y'all happy. I was happy to see the happy tweets. The offense looked different, didn't it? Yeah, different quarterback, different style play calling. Cam Scadaboo's the guy, right? But with all the good that came from getting that first win, here comes the bad. The MetLife Turf Monster strikes again. And it's crazy because it got Malik Nabers and, you know, you lose Malik Nabers. That guy is the receptions and targets leader. That guy's a huge part of the offense. Now somebody else has got to step up. And now Jackson Dart, the pressure is going to be even more on him because they have some film on him, right? The Chargers had no film really on him. They had preseason. That doesn't count. They had no real game plan for what was coming at them. So they were caught by surprise. And then even in the game, Dart was improvising. Like they said, that play with Theo Johnson, a little pitch play where Theo scored. Like they kind of worked on that in the game. Like he's a quarterback. Bro, that run that he ripped off that came back, where he laid his shoulder down to get past the first down. Guy didn't tackle him. He kept going. And then he tried to put a stiff arm on the safety. I'm like, this kid is a maniac. But that's what you want. That's what you want at quarterback, man. So 888-808-1019. They lose Malik Nabers. It is a torn ACL. Odell Beckham Jr. speaks out about it. And then an eerie little thing popped up on my Instagram where it said, Malik Nabers and Odell Beckham Jr., the parallels. Both LSU wide receivers drafted in the first round by the New York Giants. The team they played when they were injured was the Chargers. Both caught passes from a quarterback that went to Ole Miss. It's on the MetLife turf. The World Cup is coming. They're not playing on the turf. I think they should look into getting that turf up out of there. It's just obvious how these players' cleats get snagged. And to lose Malik Nabers in a season like this, like, people's jobs are on the line. And you need that guy. This is Jackson Dart's first year. And he's going to evolve a lot. And you saw a lot of good. I mean, the numbers don't really wow you, but a lot of the plays wowed me. And just his compete level and his moxie, he had an injury scare. But they should be able to go down there to New Orleans and beat the Saints. Man, prayers out to the Mara family and John Mara. I was listening at 2-something when Evan and Tiki was on, and at 2:05, the Giants put out the statement that John Mara was recently diagnosed with cancer. And I was like, wow, it's crazy to think about. Like I said, prayers to him. I hope he gets the treatment and everything he needs. But like the Giants get that win, and the fans get to leave that building happy and smile, and nobody really called it. Everybody was like, Chargers, Chargers, Chargers. Shout out to you if you bet the Giants, if you bet on Jackson Dart first TD or any of that stuff. Like it's Sunday. You want to enjoy your NFL Sunday. You want to be able to watch your team compete. And now you're looking at the Giants with some young talent. Now you're looking at, okay, it is year 4 of Shane and Dable. These are their guys. This is their team. Let's see how they continue to compete when they go down to New Orleans and face the Saints, who are terrible. Spencer Rattler doesn't have one win. So I would take the Giants to win back-to-back games.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.